Hi there. The word for today is on anger management. In Proverbs 11, verse 13, Solomon writes, "Those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence." If you're serious about managing your anger, here are two more things, and we've been talking about this for the last few days, as you know. Here are two final things to keep in mind. Number one, don't hang out your dirty linen or your dirty laundry in public. Don't do it. Keep it in the laundry room. You say, what do you mean? I mean, when you're hurt and angry, spreading gossip about your offender comes naturally, but you shouldn't do it. The Bible says a gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Dirty laundry generally gets aired in two ways. First, by embarrassment. You say things when you know others will hear them. And second, by subtlety. You make jokes about the other person's appearance, friends and family, their personal hang-ups and habits in order to belittle them. And what's the result of all that? Embarrassment for the other person, the gap between you widens, and reconciliation becomes virtually impossible. The Bible says in Proverbs 10, verse 12, that love covers a multitude of sins. And the second thing to keep in mind if you're serious about anger management is this. Don't act in an un-Christ-like way. For example, saying, well, he brought it on himself, so let him get over it. That may be true, but as a follower of Christ, you cannot walk away and leave wounds to fester and become infected. Ephesians 4:32, Paul says, forgive even as Christ has forgiven you. And how did Christ forgive you? I mean, was it after you'd acknowledged, confessed, repented, and earned his grace? You know better than that. Paul writes in Romans 5, verse 10, when we were enemies of God, he reconciled us to him through the death of his Son. And just as God took the initiative, you and I are called to extend grace to the other person before they even ask for forgiveness. And even if they choose to remain your enemy, you must forgive them anyway. Only then will you have peace of mind, your wounds be healed, and you be able to put it behind you. And that's the word for you today.